So the recording is broken. You've got the U.S. ambassador to Israel, a rock puppet, saying that he doesn't think it's true, and that and he uses the term that Americans always use when they're just bothered by the press having provided insights into their nature, that how irresponsible it was to make public a private conversation. So we emphasize that, yes, Benjamin Netanyahu and Obama had the 35-minute private conversation. He's just bothered that it was released. And, of course, Israel, through their government, because America is... This is kind of an interesting thing. I don't know, and we're going to talk about more about this conversation here in a moment between the two. I don't know if America is embarrassed that the conversation went out, because what it does is it puts America in lockstep with the OPECers and with most countries in the world. And so it may be part of Obama's strategy to say, you know, I want it leaked because... It positions me as the as someone who is forcefully behind the Muslim agenda and who is vehemently anti-Israel. It would win him a lot of fans in a lot of places around the world. So most of the world is becoming overwhelmingly anti-Semitic. The second is that Obama doesn't like it released because it does make him personally come across as a horse's ass, as a pompous, dictatorial, demanding, just as if he thought he was dictator of the world. So condescending, so demanding, so rude. But this is that man's personality. That is his personality. That's why Yahweh speaks of America with such disdain in the 18th chapter of Isaiah. Now, when he made that statement, you realize you're not talking with a sane individual. When he says, silence will be met with silence, I believe that Hamas will stop firing the rockets. Netanyahu's actual response was, Hamas violated all five previous ceasefires. It is a terrorist organization which is dedicated to the destruction of Israel. That is exactly what you would expect Netanyahu to say. And it's all true. There have been five such ceasefire agreements with Hamas. Hamas has violated all five of them, signing several of them in writing. And they've violated five of five. There have been five. They have violated five. The proof is undeniable. That what you just said, Mr. President, is an overt lie. Silence won't be met with silence. We've tried this five times where they agreed, not a unilateral ceasefire, but in a joint ceasefire, Hamas agreed as a condition of that ceasefire to stop firing rockets. Five times out of five, they've welched on their word. It is a terrorist organization. That is correct. Hamas is one of probably 1,000 Islamic terrorist organizations around the world, but it's among the best known. It is a direct derivative of the Muslim Brotherhood. I have the history that I wrote on about Hamas all queued up and ready to present to you, and maybe we'll begin that today, which is dedicated to the destruction of Israel. That is what his charter says. This is not Netanyahu determining what he thinks is appropriate. This is not his opinion. Hamas violated the all five previous ceasefires, not opinion fact. It is a terrorist organization, not opinion fact, even recognized by the United States as a terrorist organization. And it is dedicated to the destruction of Israel. Read its charter. That's its purpose. It's dedicated to the destruction of Israel. Hamas said, I repeat, I expect Israel to unilaterally stop all military activity the pictures of destruction from Gaza distance the world from Israel's position. This is the kind of thing you expect from a grossly irrational and immoral individual. They make a statement. Their statement is immediately disproved. I believe that Hamas will stop firing rockets if Israel withdraws. Netanyahu demonstrated that statement was untrue, proved it untrue. Hamas violated all five previous ceasefires. It is a terrorist organization which is dedicated to the destruction of Israel. What you just said is an overt lie, and you know it. So what does the immoral, the irrational person do? They ignore the evidence that just disproved their point, and they return right to their original demand, their original premise. That's why it is useless to debate a political individual or a religious individual. Evidence and reason don't factor in. The President of the United States is oblivious to evidence and reason. He could care less. His point can be invalidated, and he doesn't care. I demand. Don't bother me with the facts. Don't try to bring reason into this. I demand. I repeat, I expect Israel to unilaterally stop all of its military activity. Israel, you can't defend yourself. If Gaza, when Gaza, blasts you with another 2,000 rockets, just take it like a champ. Stop all military activity. They want to build tunnels to make weapons, to store weapons, and to deploy their weapons against your civilians. You just take it on the chin. Stop all military activity. The pictures of the destruction from Gaza distance the world from Israel's position, which is why Hamas instigated this war. They drew Israel into it. And the media, like the world's politicians, is universally anti-Semitic. And they are because political correctness is specifically designed to be in opposition to the values set by Yahweh. Yahweh values Israel. Yahweh values the chosen people. The standard that is set by Yahweh in his Torah is what political correctness was conceived to reject, to oppose, to replace. And therefore, the pictures that are emanating out of Gaza distance the world from Israel's position. So what the president is saying is, I demand, but even if you don't listen to my demand, you're going to be isolated from the rest of the world. And it's true. Four South American countries have just recalled their ambassadors, not from the Fatah, not from Hamas, not from Gaza, not from the West Bank, as it's called, from Israel. Israel is not allowed to defend itself. Why did these four South American ambassadors all withdraw? Because they're resolutely Roman Catholic. Roman Catholicism, like the Empire of Rome, was cultured to hate Israel, the chosen people, the promised land, and everything associated with Yahweh. That's why Hadrian renamed Jerusalem, renamed Israel, and went to war, tried to obliterate the land and its people. The Roman Catholic Church is nothing more than the religious version of the political entity that was Rome. I repeat, I expect Israel to unilaterally, this is the ceasefire now, the ceasefire is unilaterally to stop all military activity. Netanyahu, Kerry's approach was completely unrealistic and gives Hamas the military and diplomatic advantage. That was Kerry's intent. That's Kerry's approach is what Israel rejected. That's why Israel published Kerry's report. When when Israel published Kerry's last attempt at a unilateral ceasefire that gave Hamas everything they wanted, gave Hamas weapons, tunnels, the ability to fire at Israel, and Israel having no response whatsoever. That's the proposal that Kerry presented. Israel was so disgusted by it, they actually published it. And the U.S. State Department had a conniption fit. The Obama White House had a conniption fit that what they called was a private communication was published. The exact same response they're having to this conversation, that a private conversation was published. But that's what America has become. America has become the broker of evil. The country that arms and facilitates evil. That's why God is so disgusted at the United States. Read Isaiah 17 and 18. Obama, within a week of the end of Israel's military activities, Qatar and Turkey will begin negotiations with Hamas on the basis of the 2012 understanding, including Israel's commitment to removing the siege and restrictions on Gaza. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, it's at times like these that you really don't want to be an American. At times like these, you're expecting God to say, zap, you're gone. You know, when you're standing beside a person who is trying to inspire murder, the destruction of that which God loves the most, the last thing you want to do is be standing really too close to them. At this moment, ladies and gentlemen, you do not want to be an American. You most certainly don't want to be political. The President of the United States just told Israel that Israel's avowed enemies, Qatar is the gun runner to the Islamic world today. The utter destruction of Libya is because of what Qatar did there in supplying very powerful and sophisticated weapons. Anti-tank weapons, anti-aircraft weapons, anti-personnel weapons, 50 caliber machine guns to the jihadists who have turned that country into a living hellhole. We'll be back in a moment. So Obama is telling Israel that not only must it engage in a unilateral ceasefire, stop all military activities, they can't find any more tunnels, they can't destroy any more tunnels, they can't search for any more rockets, they can't destroy any more rockets. They can't eliminate any more jihadi leaders. They just must withdraw because the United States president told them to. That's the reason. So, Netanyahu, you just told Israel that the President of the United States told us that we had to withdraw, so we're following his demand because, after all, he is the dictator of the world. He told us, so what choice do we have? We must withdraw. Now, you know, think about this for a moment. Israel's difficulty in terms of the position. The United States is Israel's only stated ally. Every other country in the world condemns Israel. And yet the United States sells 25 times more sophisticated military hardware to Israel's most hardened enemies, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, Turkey, Egypt, than it does to Israel. It's 25 times. The United States is the largest funder of Islamic terrorism worldwide, either through its OPEC purchases or for its direct charity to organizations, military charity to organizations like Pakistan or countries like Pakistan and Egypt, as well as Turkey. And so you're in a situation, the only nation in the United Nations that will run a buffer for you is the United States, and yet the President of the United States is doing everything he can to abet your utter and complete destruction. and treating you as if you were a wayward child that he can make demands on. What's that ad that runs on this program all the time about the woman who had the son who was rebellious and said bad things about her, and now she is all of a sudden an expert? What's the name of that?
Total Transformation.
Total Transformation. Thank you, Randy. And now she is now the expert on to how you get control over your children. And you listen to all of the advertising. It's this dictatorial, in command, lord over your children and demand that they comply attitude. At least that's based on the advertisements for the product. That sounds like Obama and Netanyahu. You're a wayward child. I'll tell you what to do. You just do it. It's what Satan would, how he would react, why he's referred to by Yahweh as the Lord, Baal. That's the one who gives orders, the one who is the dictator, the one who controls, the one to whom everyone must bow and be subjected. That's the Obama approach here. So he's talking about Qatar and Turkey. Well, Qatar is not only the gunrunner to Libya, and then Libya's supply of weapons from Qatar dramatically changed all of northern and central Africa. It's what caused the conflict in Mali. It's what caused the conflict in the Central African Republic, where so many were ravaged. It is what caused Boko Haram's ability to all of a sudden drive weapons that, are armored personnel carriers and to be armed to the gills. Better armed, better equipped now than the Nigerian military. All of this was a direct result of the United States supplying weapons to Qatar and Qatar supplying weapons to the Libyan Mujahideen, who have turned Libya now into a raging hellhole, engaged in all forms of civil war. In fact, it's an uncivil war. But do not lose track of the fact that the primary gunrunners to Syria, it's not Saudi Arabia, it's Qatar. Same country. And that Qatar is was the biggest backer of the Muslim Brotherhood. And Hamas is a division of the Muslim Brotherhood. It's part of the Muslim Brotherhood. It's the armed wing of the Muslim Brotherhood. And that the weapons that Qatar supplied in Syria have not only led to the deaths of 300,000 people, but they supplied those weapons to the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. And those weapons now are being brought to bear against Iraqis and against the ultimate enemy of Qatar, Shia Muslims. Qatar is the most dangerous country in the world, apart from the United States. And the President of the United States says, no, that's the country that I trust. No, that's the country that's going to negotiate with Hamas. They're the weapons supplier to Hamas. And the only deal they're going to make with Hamas is that Hamas has full access to any weapon system that Qatar wants to provide. And where did the ships that were providing the weapons that Israel intercepted come from? Turkey. And the president is nuts. Now, the end of Obama's statement. So within a week of the end of Israel's military activity, Qatar and Turkey will begin negotiations with Hamas on the basis of the 2012 understanding. Now, before we move to the end of the statement, the 2012 understanding. The 2012 understanding is what ended the last conflict between Hamas and Israel. And for all Israel said is no more rockets fired or brought into Gaza. And we will withdraw. Hamas agreed. Hamas continued to bring rockets into Gaza, large numbers supplied by Qatar and Turkey, and then continue to fire them. So why would you as the President of the United States, try to impose an agreement on Israel based upon an agreement that Hamas welched on, that Israel upheld and that Hamas violated? Why would you do that? This is an agreement that didn't work. Why base another one on that one? Now, then it goes on to say, including Israel's commitment to removing the siege and restrictions on Gaza. Siege is a military term. Siege means that you you surround a community for the express purpose of starving the people, of preventing them from escaping and preventing them from importing water and food and anything that they need, so that you weaken your enemy via a siege and then ultimately destroy them. It's the way Rome won, oh, I would say, in the range of 70% of its battles, is they would surround a community. They'd build siege walls around a community. They'd position their troops around the community, and they would essentially starve them so that they were weakened, and then when they finally got desperate, they would run out against the Roman fortifications and be slaughtered. That was the Roman way. And so the President of the United States is telling Israel that they have set up a siege around Gaza. And it's just factually untrue. There are no ports that Israel will allow a ship to dock in Gaza. There are very set, one in the Sinai, which Egypt controls, and I think three transit points, which Israel controls, where food, building supplies, medicines, anything that an economy needs, excluding weapons, can be brought into Gaza. So rather than having a siege where you can't bring in food, where you can't bring in medicines, where you can't have access to necessities, there is no such case situation here. Israel is not only supplying Gaza with electricity, supplying Gaza with water, it has never restricted those things. And it allows all food and medicines and building materials to pass. But the president has mischaracterized it here, siding with the Muslims who are lying. So America now is on the side of deception. And then he said, and all restrictions on Gaza. There's only one restriction on Gaza that Israel cares about. Only one. So all restrictions is speaking of the one restriction, because there is only one restriction on Gaza, that you do not import weapons. That's it. And so the President of the United States is saying, you withdraw and you eliminate any restriction. You don't get any restrictions. If they want to build a port, they want to build an airport, if they want to bring in every weapon system known to man, that's their prerogative. You have no say in it. That's saying, I expect Israel to be destroyed. I want Israel to be destroyed, and I will use all manner of deception to achieve that agenda. That puts the President of the United States in the role of the adversary of Satan. The beast, the Torahless one of the tribulation, will be no more belligerent against Israel than this man, the President of the United States, is right now. Netanyahu. Response. Qatar and Turkey are the biggest supporters of Hamas. It's impossible to rely on them to be fair mediators. Statement of fact. Qatar and Turkey are Hamas's largest benefactors. At one time it was Egypt through the Muslim Brotherhood, but the Muslim Brotherhood has been squelched by the military junta. So it used to be Egypt, Turkey, and Qatar, the big three. Saudi Arabia was also extraordinarily involved, probably still is involved in all of this. But the big two are today, it's Qatar, the gunrunners for fundamentalist Muslim jihadists worldwide, and Turkey. And so this girl's pointing out, no, you can't have the single biggest supporters, the weapons suppliers of Hamas, negotiating with Hamas. It's impossible to rely on them to be fair mediators. Statement of fact. What did the president say? I trust Qatar and Turkey, and Israel is in no position to choose its mediators. All right, there are several things that we have to consider here. I trust Qatar and Turkey. So the United States puts its trust in Islamic regimes. That's not good. particularly when Islam was conceived by Satan for the express purpose of creating an enemy for Yahweh's chosen people and promised land. Islam exists to oppose everything Yahweh loves. When an American president says, I trust Islamic nations. If you're an American, if you voted for this man, if you are allied in any way with this government, you are an avowed enemy of God. God has a lot to say about Islam in the Torah, Prophets, and Psalms. I mean a ton. He speaks of Allah. He speaks of the religion of submission. He speaks of Islamic terrorism. And he tells us specifically what Muslims are doing, are going to do, and what the consequence is going to be. Yahweh's enemy are the people that the President of the United States trusts. And by the way, it's obvious that he does. I mean, the deal for Bergdahl, you've never heard another peep from him. Remember, the whole deal was negotiated with Qatar. Qatar has been the primary implement that the United States has used to weaponize the conflict in Syria. And it backfired, of course, because it went across the border and now has weaponized the conflict in Iraq. And then the next statement, Israel is in no position to choose its mediators. So Israel is a pariah. Israel is the country that has been isolated from the world. The world is anti-Semitic, anti-Israel. The only peaceful nation in the entire Middle East, the only civilized nation in the entire Middle East, the only just nation in the entire Middle East, the only prosperous nation in the Middle East, the only enlightened nation in the Middle East, the only free nation in the entire Middle East, and the whole world's against them. Randy, if you're listening, your mic is open, so be careful. And so Obama says Israel is in no position to choose its mediators. Netanyahu, I object. Because Hamas is able to continue to fire rockets and use tunnels for terrorist attacks. Obama interrupted him. The ball is in Israel's court. I don't want to listen to what you have to say. It's obligated to end all military activities. Israel's can't object. No, the President of the United States is now the de facto dictator of the world. He's dictating to China, to Russia, to Syria, to Iraq, to Israel. He's the de facto dictator of the world. You don't think so? Just ask him. Oh, you don't even need to ask him. He'll tell you. It's belligerent, it's presumptuous, it's arrogant. It's immoral. Everything that America claims to be a force for good, to be an advocate of a democracy, of freedom, this man and this government is undermining. It proves that this country is purely hypocritical. It's evil. There is no God bless America. God hates America, despises it. If you don't think so, read Isaiah 18. Now go to yadayah.com. Go to the seventh volume of yadayah.com and read the presentation in Isaiah 17 and 18. Post it right there for your review. Read it. And come to understand how much God hates this country for exactly this conversation. And it's this conversation that he's talking about. Now, I know that the ambassador is all in a tiff that a private conversation was released. He said, oh, it's not true. And that Israel has been browbeaten into a release that says, well, it's inappropriate for the press to publish something like this. This is our reality. I'm going to read for you some of the responses to this so that you have full disclosure and you have access to the denials. But I must tell you, there isn't anything in this that is inconsistent with what the United States has said publicly and has advocated in this situation and most others over the past 5 years. There isn't anything in this revelation that is inconsistent with what we know to be true. It is exactly what I said when the first WikiLeaks came out. Everything in it is consistent with what we've known to be true, what I've been saying on this program, and the one that preceded it for a decade now. When Snowden released the secrets of America's malfeasance, it is what we knew to be true. This is what we knew to be true. It was obvious it's true. Every indication is that it's true. It's obvious. It is shocking and disappointing that someone would fabricate a private conversation between two world leaders and represented as a leak the office of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu stated on Tuesday after the recording of Sunday night's conversation between Netanyahu and U.S. President Barack Obama made the rounds in the Israeli media. Yeah, that's a valid data point. You can believe that it was all fabricated. I don't think so. We have seen reports of an alleged POTUS, P-O-T-U-S, President of the United States, Netanyahu transcript. Neither reports or alleged transcript bear any resemblance to reality, the White House stated on Twitter. A report of the conversation between the U.S. leader was allegedly rude to the Israeli premier aired on Channel 1. Tuesday evening in Israel. It is widely reported Sunday that Obama demanded that Israel end its Gaza operation immediately and unconditionally, which is exactly what the John Kerry initiative has demanded. So it's nothing in this that's inconsistent with what we already know. I mean, there's not a single aspect of this that's inconsistent other than the president may be embarrassed because he was so dictatorial and so rude. So condescending. When Netanyahu inquired regarding the long-term prospects of such a truce, Obama, according to Channel 1 report, replied that Israel is not in a position where it can choose its mediators. After Netanyahu pointed out that Hamas militants will keep firing on Israel's civilians, population, and infiltrate the country through underground tunnels, the U.S. leader interrupted brusquely and saying that the ball is in Israel's court and it must end all military activities. Meanwhile, Peru and Chile on Tuesday, following in the footsteps of Brazil and Ecuador, recalled their ambassadors to Israel in protest of its military operation in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. Israel's foreign ministry last week expressed disappointment at Brazil's move. Such steps do not contribute to promote calm and stability in the region. Rather, they provide a tailwind to terrorism and naturally affect Brazil's capacity to wield influence, end quote. That's true. That's all they're doing is providing a tailwind for terrorism. It's a very beautiful statement. But Brazil's doing it for the same reason that Ecuador did it. It's the same reason that Chile did it. The same reason Peru did it. They are dominantly Roman Catholics. Roman Catholics are nothing but an extension of the Roman beast that Yahweh in Daniel 7 and 8 and 9 condemns, saying that they are the most ruthless and most counterproductive human institution ever conceived. Overall, in the southern part of the Americas, reactions to Israel's offensive in Gaza were furious. Brazil's president called Israel's operation against Hamas a massacre. I think what's happening in the Gaza Strip is dangerous. I don't think it's genocide, but I think it's a massacre, Dilma Rousseff told reporters in Brasilia. You know, it's only a massacre because Hamas wants it to be. That's the Muslim way. cause people to die. You know, I've been studying here recently the so-called Christian persecution by Rome. And when I found that, there really was no Christian persecution by Rome. But that whole thing is a myth. And those Christians who did die at the hands of Rome mostly chose to. And then the severity of the persecution was blown way out of context by Christians during Constantine's era to create the impression that since thousands died for the religion and went willingly to their death, that it proves the value of the religion is greater than life itself. It's kind of what America does when it promotes its war fallen, saying that, you know, you ought to respect those who sacrificed their lives for your freedom and honor the memory along with their families. You know, if they were willing to die for this country, then this country is worth more than your life, is the implication. In Islam, forever, the whole mentality of martyrdom, of dying for the religion, and for the God Allah, is central to the religion. I mean, it's indistinguishable from the religion as a whole. So the reason there's a massacre is that Muslims want to die on behalf of the religion. We have Sam, who is called in from Hawaii. When we return after the commercial and news break, we'll hear what Sam has to say, and we will continue to discuss where the world is now, and how disgusting we have become. I am Yada. This is Shattering Myths. We'll be back after the news and commercial break.